From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that zoning was still the hot topic at the July 18th Chatham Town Board meeting. That came after a packed July 8th question and answer meeting on the proposed law the board held at the Tri-Village Firehouse. Town Supervisor Maria Lull said town officials are reviewing questions submitted at the meeting but not addressed that night and hope to post answers soon on the Chatham website. Then several town officials discussed how they were supporting the zoning law. Kent Pratt, the town code enforcement officer, said that he and building inspector Jim Quinn felt the new code would help them in their jobs. Planning Board Chairman Gabriella Sperry chaired the new law for moving special use permit applications from the Zoning Board of Appeals to the Planning Board. She said, and I quote, "I think it's obvious that the Planning Board needs this new zoning law," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the public square in Hudson is the next park city officials are looking to improve. Part of the downtown revitalization grant Hudson recently received will include improvements on the Hudson Riverfront Park and Promenade Hill. Now town officials are applying for a grant to make the public square better. A large square at Warren Street and 7th Street contains several fences around a fountain. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector said about improving the public square, and I quote, "A 7th Street park renovation has been talked about for many years, and the proposed grant would provide us with the opportunity to review all aspects of the park and assist in proceeding towards a new master plan for it. This, in my opinion, is long overdue for this important and historical park in the middle of our city," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Altamont Enterprise is reporting that Jeff Collins, a Democrat from Woodstock, announced last week he will challenge Republican incumbent George Amador to represent the 46th District in the New York State Senate. Collins said, and I quote, "It's a big district. By starting early, I want to get to know people and build support," end quote. He said of the Democrat from Kingston who lost to Amador in 2018, and I quote, "Pat Strong started late," end quote. The district covers all of Greene and Montgomery counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. Collins, 58, grew up in upstate New York and has a degree in computer science from Cornell University. He moved to Woodstock in 1999 and started the Hudson Valley Sudbury School. Collins said, and I quote, "I'm running because of what I've learned at the school. When people know their voice matters, they start participating. What I've seen at the state and national level, particularly with young people, they feel their voice doesn't matter. I want to really engage my constituents in what's important to them," end quote. Last week, Saugerties native Democrat Michelle Henchy formed a campaign committee to explore a possible 2020 run for the state Senate seat in New York's 46th District. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Dennis Slattery reports for the New York Daily News that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed two laws July 25th to let customers know when their private data has been hacked. Cuomo signed the Stop Hacks and Improve Election Data Security Act that mandates companies to tell customers about theft of biometric data, email addresses, passwords, and security questions. The other bill Cuomo signed requires credit reporting agencies to tell consumers of breaches of data, including a Social Security number, and lets customers freeze their credit at no cost. Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "New Yorkers deserve the peace of mind that companies will be held accountable for securing their information," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.